Today we're talking with Hajime Ueno, and Hajime is the president and chief editor of Aloha Street. And Hajime also goes by Jim, and so we'll use that. Now, Jim, I guess you out of anybody would know that the Japanese segment of the tourist market here has sort of dropped off in the past year. And has that affected your business at all?
Actually, not yet. Yeah, we've been growing steadily, and those decrease in tourist count hasn't affected us yet. But we are assuming a lot of business, or you know, major business, try to cut some budget this year.
maybe your advertisers.
Oh yes. So it's gonna. We assume it's gonna start soon.
Okay.
Yeah, like if they advertised 4 magazines before, now it's gonna be a 3 magazine or 2 magazine, or one page goes to half page or something like that.
And you mentioned earlier that one of the things you're looking at is possibly diversifying, so that you're not so reliant on one sector. What kinds of things are you thinking about in area?
One thing we're gonna start this year is a Big Island edition. We're going to launch separate Big Island magazine. Big Island is one island out of all the islands that has been seeing increase of the Japanese tourists, actually. Like 10%, 14% a year. Of course, the bottom number was small, but still, the popularity has been increased a lot. Major reasons are like Japanese media like that dynamic nature, you know, volcano and Mauna Kea, and also spiritual thing is very popular in Japan. And last year there was a show, you know, one psychic guy came to a Big Island and, you know, went to a lot of power spots, and he found lava tube and a volcano, and he saw some kind of, you know, magic lights in there or something. So everybody try to go to the lava tube right now. And they're talking about, you saw this, you know, the lights or not, something like that.
Now, you're originally from Japan.
Oh, yes.
So you would understand maybe the appeal when you talk about the nature and the connection with the earth. What do you think about the culture in Japan makes that sort of a desirable thing?
Well, you know, Japan is becoming mature, you know, mature country. You know, the population is even decreasing right now, and more people are getting older and older, and fewer younger people, children. So I think, you know, their interest goes to a more inner side, you know, instead of money or you know, success, or you know, success of course, but you know, they look at more inner side of their life, meaning of life. So that's one, you know, tendency they might go for a spiritual issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why do you think, outside of the Big Island where there is growth in the Japanese market, why do you think that there are overall, I guess, and a lot to Waikiki and Oahu, fewer Japanese? Are they finding other places to go, or are they just sort of getting bored with Hawaii?
Well, as far as I know, the popularity is there, or even way bigger than before. You know, I think Hawaii Tourism Japan has been doing a great job in promoting Hawaii. And because of their advertising agent background, they have secured a lot of media coverage over the years. So more and more people are into Hawaii, actually. But especially last year, you know, the hotel availability,
right?
You know, that was a big issue, and airline cut down the flights. But that may be because of demand and supply,
right?
You know, but and the price increased a lot. So after 9/11, you know, Hawaii trip was kind of cheap and reasonable,
right?
For what they can get, you know, but now price is catching up and probably exceeding what they can get. I don't know. But, you know, it's not the easy decision to come here anymore, I think.
Yeah. Now, you're obviously you don't work for the state, or
mm-hmm.
you're not in the business of bringing people here. You're with your publication, but I guess you probably have some ideas on what can be done to sort of counter this trend.
Mm.
Do we need to offer them a different experience when they come here, or just wait for the price to come down?
What? Well, the price is a big issue, but that's a kind of big question.
Yeah.
And popularity is there, so our ultimate goal is still getting more people here, and so we are promoting Hawaii in that way. And as far as we know, they still want to come, so I don't know why they don't come.
Okay.
To, yeah.
Now, Aloha Street, the publication, is available here on Oahu.
Yes.
You also have a website,
yes.
Right? Now, is the website something that people look at while they're back in Japan and sort of
mm-hmm.
see the things that they can do when they come
yes.
here?
Aloha Street is a mixed media product. So before they come, their stay is very short, 4 nights or 5 nights. So they have to look at the website and check every single detail they
uh-huh.
can do in Hawaii. Then they make a precise plan, even a restaurant too. First day, first night, we go to this restaurant, the second day, we go this. So that's why internet is a perfect tool. And more people are using internet. According to one survey, 70% of people look at the website before they come and make a plan.
Yeah. How long has the website been in existence?
Since 1999. Actually, we started magazine in 2000, so website was, there first.
Now, your company is also involved in some charity work.
Oh, yes.
Through a program called the Aloha Street Nature Project. What does
mm-hmm.
that involve?
Maybe 2 years ago, there was a big movement in Japan when more and more people started looking at environment issue, ecology issue. And there was an expo in Japan, in Nagoya, and the big theme was ecology. And also, environmental ministry there started promoting, saving energy kind of stuff. And Japanese people are more into that kind of thing. They like it. They like doing something for, saving earth and saving, energy. And we look at that thing, and we've been communicating with Hawaii fans, and the reason because they like Hawaii is a natural environment. They like here to experience nature.
That
and
explains the Big
nature.
Island popularity.
Yeah, yes,
huh?
Yes. So we want to contribute somehow to the local society too. So connecting, their intention to contribute to Hawaii somehow, and they're concerned with ecology issue. So we could use that to save some, local conservancy groups' efforts. So to connect those two parties, we launched a calendar. We made a calendar with the local photographers, and it's a beautiful calendar, oceans and mountains and sunsets, all the beauty of Hawaii. And Japanese people loved it, so they bought it. So we made some money on that, and we donated $5,000 to our outdoor circle.
Okay.
Yeah, last year. Yeah. So we keep doing this. This is the second year.
Okay.
Yeah, we made a good sales in calendar.
So it you didn't know how it was going to turn out, but it turned out very well.
Oh yes, yeah. We did a survey before, we launched a calendar, and we found like 80% people wanted to participate in a volunteer program here if they know, it's available, like beach cleanup or something like that. you know, they want to do it.
Okay.
But they just don't know, you know, how to participate in.
Just like if an American tourist were to go abroad, they wouldn't, you know where to, an organization that would sort of make that easier, it would help a lot. Yeah.
We started getting an email, you know, I want to do a volunteer here, but there's no information, they don't know anything about it. Then we started researching that, and we found that Visitors Bureau, travel agents, all those people are getting same kind of inquiries from Japanese people. Yeah, it's kind of weird, you know, they want to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how much they love Hawaii.
Now, your publication is available out on the street and in boxes, and there's a lot of other publications. Could you sort of describe your publication and how many you circulate and how many pages it has and what kinds of information is in it?
Okay. Our publication is called Aloha Street, and it's a magazine free, we call it premier free magazine. It's not the free paper, because we put a lot of original content in there. It's like a magazine, and we've been known for quality, and you know, we have a nice fast quality paper, and we design actually in Japan to you know, achieve the quality that the Japanese people are familiar with in Japan. And our parent company happens to be a printing company, so we print in Japan and bring it here. And those quality issue and the original content, that's that big differentiation factor for us, and people love it. So you know, even Japanese tourists bring it to home and they subscribe it, they pay to get the magazine. It's a free magazine here, but they pay for it in Japan. We have 3,000 subscribers in Japan.
How often is it published?
It's a quarterly magazine. Yeah, so four times a year they get Aloha Street at home in Japan.
Prepare for their next trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, they like keep reading about Hawaii.
So I mean, I guess you could say that your company helps people stay in touch with Hawaii through the website and through these subscriptions, and you contribute to the flow of visitors from Japan to Hawaii.
Oh yes, we keep feeding a taste of Hawaii to them every day.
What is the circulation?
One issue, we print 125,000, so four times four, so it's a 500,000 copies a year.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Japanese tourist count is, I think, 1.5 million. So almost one third circulation.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big circulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the page count is almost 170 pages. Yeah. It's almost double of our competitors.
Who, when you talk about the original content, how many people do you have on staff here in Honolulu?
I have 14 people here, but we have a lot of outside writers and photographers, and even writers in Japan or writers on other islands. We have a lot of great, you know, creators network.
Okay, and it's printed in Japanese?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess are there things that you have translated into Japanese, or are all your people writing in Japanese?
Oh yeah, all those are Japanese nationals. I mean, native Japanese, you know, speakers.
And how long have you been with the company?
Since 2001.
And what did you come in as, and how did you get to where you are today?
You know, I started this company as a chief editor, and back then there was a president before, but you know, it was a hard time, right before 9/11, but you know, after 9/11, and we had a hard time in the startup status. We started as an internet company, that's why our company is called WinCube.com.
Okay.
Yeah, we tried to, you know, create Japanese hotel reservation system, or you know, Japanese website as a business, but it was a little bit too early, I think, you know. And many companies don't even have a budget at that time. So we shifted to a media company. But still, we had a lot of investment at the beginning, and we couldn't make it. So there was a management change, and they, you know, the shareholders wanted me to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how would you, how do you measure the success of your company? What kind of, I mean, your circulation is pretty steady, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you, and advertising is probably your main source of revenue.
Yes.
How has that been? You don't have to give me specific numbers, but just in general.
Yeah, in 2000, compared to the advertising revenue in 2000, it's more than 10 times.
Oh, wow.
Almost 15 times.
Oh.
Yeah, it grew that much.
And you're waiting for that, maybe you foresee maybe some potential weakness ahead?
Oh, yes. Even with the 9/11, we never decreased advertising revenue. That's why our shareholders in Japan tried to support us as much as we could.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you were a graduate, you have an MBA from Hawaii Pacific University.
Oh, yes.
How did you find out about Hawaii Pacific University, and how did you end up attending there?
I was in advertising agent in Japan, in Tokyo. And I became 32 years old, and back then Japanese economy hit, really serious problem.
Yeah.
And economy was bad, society was bad, and I thought if I didn't do anything at that time, major drastic things, maybe I just continue this boring life in Tokyo or something. So, I took a chance, and I came to University of Hawaii, actually, English program first. Then went to English course for 6 years, that means 6 months. Then I didn't have any class to take. And they recommended, I go for an MBA, either UH or HPU. And HPU, was more open at that time for foreign students.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of easier for me to get in. Yeah. So that's how.
And then what did you do after you graduated? You didn't start with the
while I was, going to HPU, I found an internship place at the marketing company.
And okay.
Yeah. They are focusing on the Japan market. So their clients are like Visitors Bureau or major hotels and shopping center, but they were doing PR program for the Japanese market. Then my background as an advertising agent was kind of perfect. I was in the media department too, media planner, media buyer. So, and I was also a writer before then for a small advertising production company. So all those were kind of perfect for them. And then after graduate in 2 years, I became a vice president there. Yeah.